Come on.
This is N3FCC. The MVC Echolink net will be started in 4 minutes. Anyone looking to check in before we're connected? Already connected. So N3FCC standing by for the net. N3HU, I'll check in and check out. I'm just going to listen until I go to bed, but I'm not going to last for the whole net. Over. Okay, I got you checked in as just listening, Rob. Thank you very much. N3FCC.
W3STN checking in. Yeah, I am. I, for some reason, can't hear you on Echo Link. I've got the 805 repeater turned on across the room. Let me figure out what's happening.
Roger that. And 3FCC. Let's start 3 minutes. And 3FCC.
All right. Well, that time I heard you, so I don't know what's going on. STN.
Okay, AP3W, good evening, everyone. My name is Chris Van Winkle. I am the MDC section manager. Welcome to the monthly MDC Echolink Net. Stand by. It's just turned 8 o'clock, so we'll give a couple minutes, as we always do. Not a lot to chat about tonight. Only two things on my list this month. Just a couple section things going on, and then we'll get right to the check-in. So, stand by, and we'll get started just shortly. AB3WG. Okay, there he is. AB3WG, good evening. My name is Chris, and welcome to the monthly section Echolink Net right here on the WASH underscore DC conference bridge. We always thank John Creel, WB3GXW, for allowing us to use this conference server each month for our MDC Echolink Net. And if John Creel is on tonight, I would love to have you give a few words. WB3GXW, John, please.
Good evening, WB3GXW. Just a reminder to check, there's been an update on the app. For the smartphone, the Echolink app for the smartphone. I think it's been updated twice in the last month. And also for anybody's base station, check that, make sure their app's up to date. And that, all is quiet. Let's keep it that way. Be safe, everybody. WB3GXW.
Okay, very good. Thank you, John. I appreciate that. And thanks, as always, for hosting us here on the MDC section Echolink Net. Okay, a couple things on my list tonight. The section news, as always, is out. And this month is special because I was able to use the ARRL list server, which has been down for quite a few months. And I also put the section news out on the website. And it also went out through our groups.io announce server. So if you got the section news more than once, as I did, that's okay. You may be a member of our groups.io group. And also, if you're a league member, you got it through the ARRL list server. So please find that. If you did not get that, it is available on our website, arrl-mdc.org. Just click on section news, and that was uploaded last night. So thanks for that break. Okay, and next on the list, HamFest season is upon us. The first HamFest, at least the first HamFest that I'm going to, is tomorrow. Tomorrow is the FredFest out in Frederick, and I'll be getting on 70 West once again. And heading out to Frederick, I will be there from probably 8 a.m. until around noon. And I'm a little worried about the parking because it's pretty tight parking over there, but it's a nice little facility. I hope to see many of you there. If you're there and you come across our table, we have a blue tablecloth we usually put down. please do say hi. I love to meet folks from the section, and ham fests are a great way to do that. So if you're going to be at Fred Fest tomorrow in Frederick, please stop by and say hello. Break. Okay, very good. Let's see if we can get to some of our linked repeaters first, and then we'll go to our individual check-ins. And I'd like to start off with the KA2JAI machine. Please give your announcements and then call the stations on your system, KA2JAI.
Okay, this is N3FQC for the KA2JAI repeater. Don't have one checked in on that, but we have a couple people that checked in on the 146.805 repeater in Millersville. We've got KB3KWT Paul. Just listening, and we've got N3HU Rob just listening, and we also have W3STN Stan on this repeater as well as the Echolink, the Washington DC, I think, and so we'll call him for comments, and I have none myself. So Stan, W3STN, your comments.
Yeah, thanks, Don, W3STN. Nothing much to say here. Happy to be active with the BTN and MVPN, and I am still working on getting my feet wet on the CW nets. I have a little schedule problem that makes that difficult, but I want to start checking in on the slow net before I do anything else. W3STN, back to net.
Okay, Stan, yeah, YBQ, I'm sure, is looking forward to your participation in the future, and be much appreciated by all. That'd be a great asset to get MDD covered with more folks that can do that stuff. Okay, before I turn it back, any other check-ins, anyone else wishing to check in on the 805 repeater? Okay, nothing heard, so back to Chris. AB3WG, it is N3FQC.
Okay, thank you, Don, and I much appreciate your running the KA2JAI machine, and thank you for what you do for the BTN as the net manager on the Baltimore Traffic Net. Great job. All right, is anyone, let's see if we can get someone from W3FDK Frederick. Anyone on your system, give us your comments first, please, then call your stations W3FDK. Okay, nothing heard there. Let's go over to WA3DZD, and if anyone's on your system, this is Maryland FM. Give us your comments and call your stations, please.
Yeah, this is WA3MNN on the Jessup Repeater RF side. Don't have anything to add to it other than Maryland FM Association will be having their ham fest at the end of last Sunday of May. I believe it's May 25th. But that probably won't appear until next month's section news net info. So that's pretty much all I have there. Is there anybody on the RF side of the Jessup 14676 repeater? Go ahead. Nothing heard. WA3MNN. Back over to the net.
Okay, thank you. And if you can hear that noise in the background, somebody just pulled up directly in front of my house with the radio on extremely loud, so I apologize for that. Hopefully they'll be gone shortly. All right, let's go next to Father Al, W3YVQ, Section Traffic Manager. Thank you for sending your report this month, as always. And your comments for the net tonight, W3YVQ.
Okay, good evening, all. W3YVQ. Well, there's only one very small M-class flare today, a 1.2, around 15-something or another, Zulu. Made no impact on propagation. And 10 meters was open just before MEPN, and the Nevis cutoff frequency was well above the 10 megahertz band. So prop continues to be good, and it's all downhill from here with regard to the weather. which means we'll be slowly drifting toward QRN time in the summer when the storms come rolling through the state. We can hear them no matter where they go. We'll hear them on 80 meters. That's always fun. In any case, I'm still encouraging ops in our various counties. Please have liaisons sent to MEPN daily. It's now meeting at 5:30 p.m. for the pre-net, 6 p.m. for the formal call, so that our incoming traffic to New Hand can be given to a rep within the county where the New Hand lives, so that the delivery can be a door opener for discussion about where the clubs meet, what repeaters to use, radios and antennas, all the questions that newcomers have. And then you can help them move toward the learning of the skill of message handling, which is not a trivial task on noise, and is essential if we're going to run error-free messaging for our customers, the NGOs or the government customers, because they want error-free messages sent for them when they're running exercises and real emergencies. To do that, you have to develop the messaging skills and practice them, and we provide on our NTSnet every day a platform for doing just that and for teaching. 7-3 all, have a great weekend. W3YVQ.
Okay, thank you, Father Al. Thank you for all the work that you do with the Baltimore Traffic Net and MEPN and all the other great things that you're involved with. Really helps to keep our section in great shape, so thank you. All right, let's go next to, I'm kind of jumping around on my list that I've written down here, so we'll go next to WI3N, Jim Cross, and always a pleasure to have you here on the section EchoLinkNet. WI3N, your comments tonight.
Okay, thank you very much, Chris, and good evening to everyone on the net. I actually don't have much of anything to say. We have coming up in April on the third Saturday in Laurel at the Woman's Club, 384 Main Street. We do our test session at 9 in the morning. So anybody would like to come and upgrade or have somebody would like to get a test, come on by. That's about it for me for the moment. Back to net, WI3N.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, let's next go to Alpha Charlie 8, Alpha Lima. This is Doc, AC8AL. Your comments tonight, please.
Oh, good evening, Chris, and all on the net tonight. Things here at the Armed Forces Retirement Home are going good. We had some successful demonstrations of amateur radio capability with the retirement home staff and leadership of the agency that oversees this facility and our sister facility in Gulfport. So they're extremely on board with amateur radio now, and the next thing is trying to find a couple more locations on campus to put radio stations. A couple more buildings we want to outfit, and they're all for it, so we're doing the crunching and see what we can come up with. So that's a good thing. Not much else to pass along, so we'll send it back to Chris, AB3WG from ACHAO.
Okay, thanks very much, and appreciate the work you do there at the Air Force Retirement Home. All right, let's go next to KC3 Tango Lima Oscar. This is Don. Good evening. Thanks for joining us tonight. Your comments, please. Okay, nothing heard there. Let's go next to another BTN member. This is KB3SPH. Jeff. Your comments tonight, please.
Good evening, Chris, and everyone on the net. Prince George's County Aries is preparing for the second quarter hospital drill scheduled for Tuesday, the 8th of April. And we may have participation from some of our surrounding counties, Montgomery and Howard. And we're looking to pass traffic to our local emergency operations center. So good time all around. Back to net, KB3SPH.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your work as EC. That's a tough job. All right. Next on my list is Alpha Juliet 3 Papa. George, thank you for joining. Your comments tonight, please.
Hello, this is HA3P George. Sorry, I'm kind of off and on because I was on a telephone call, but I just want to thank everyone from the Carroll County Amateur Radio Club. I went to an antenna seminar, and it was very good to talk all about transmission lines and antenna patterns and anything else you can think of how to, you know, make an antenna from scratch versus looking at the ARL antenna book. So if they offer this course again, I'd recommend taking it because it, you know, I've been an amateur for years and I've learned some things that last weekend. HA3P, back to net.
Okay, thanks, George. Apologies, I saw you in the list and then you disappeared, and when I called you, you were right back at the top of the list, so thanks for sticking with us. I appreciate your joining us and your comments tonight. Okay, let's next go to, this should be Pam. Yep, there she is, KB3SWS. Good evening. Good to have you with us tonight. Your comments, please.
3WG, Chris at Net Control, and everyone else on the net this evening. The Charles County Amateur Radio Club will be participating in a STEM Festival on Saturday, April 12th. At the Velocity Center in Indian Head, and that's Charles County. And in addition to setting up radio displays, the members will work with students in the maker space, teaching soldering basics, and then they will build a blinking lights kit to take home with them. Back to Net Control, this is KB3SWS.
Okay, thanks, Pam. Good to good information there, and yeah, a lot of emphasis being placed on STEM, and from the league, they're really focusing on youth this year. They've always been focused on youth, obviously, for obvious reasons, and this year making a big push with the Teachers Institute and some of the other programs that the league runs. So, lots of good stuff there. Thank you. All right, next on the list is Bill, November 3, X-Ray Lima. Thank you for joining, and your comments tonight, please.
Good evening, Chris, and everybody on the net tonight. As many of you are maybe aware that are on our MDC Winlink distribution list, we run a monthly Winlink check-in. And we also do a emergency communications challenge. And just noted, I don't see our report in the March newsletter. And I do advertise that the call signs that participate will show up in there. So just thought I'd mention that. This is N3XL, back to the net.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that. If you would like me to include that in the section news, I'm absolutely thrilled to do that. All you need to do is send me an email to ab3wg@arrl.org with whatever verbiage or text you want me to include in that. You can copy paste it for or whatever you'd like to do. And then I will include that in the section news. I know you've done that in the past because I remember putting it in the section news, so I'm happy to do that. And yeah, I need that by about the second week, like the 15th of the month, generally speaking. So yeah, get that to me. I'm happy to include that, and I would really appreciate being able to include that in the section news. So thank you for that. Break. Okay, we'll move on here. Next is going to be Milford, November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Thank you for joining as always. Your comments tonight, please.
Well, good evening. I got the right buttons. I got the right thing going, so I guess I'm in pretty good shape, unlike last month and the last months prior to that. Yes, everything's doing very, very well here in Bowie with the Bowie Wireless Association. We are preparing for field day and also for the Buoy Fest, which is the first Saturday, I believe, in June here in the Allen Pond Park in Buoy. So we're getting all the paperwork for that. We'll be getting our location. We're going to try and be about the same location as last year, but we'll see what they where they put us this year. So with that, thank you for all your work, Chris. Really appreciate the help you've been giving as well. So with that, I'll pass it back to you. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford and Buoy.
Okay, thank you, Milford. Always great having you here, and thanks for joining tonight. All right, next on my list was K3RHT, but it looks like he's listen only. I'll call anyway. K3RHT, Randy, if you have any comments, go ahead, please. Okay. And let's see. All right, so next I'd like to go to KB3HWM, this is Dave. Thanks for joining. Good evening, and your comments tonight, please.
Yeah, good evening, Chris, and everybody else on net. This is KB3HWM. Hopefully, I'm sounding okay. I see the volume bar is a little low. Not really any huge comments here. Net controller on BTN, and glad to actually be back in the realm of doing that. And like Stan, I think Stan's had a little bit more practice with CW. I feel like I keep saying the same thing every year, but other things in life get in the way as far as my CW practice and being able to get down on the other nets. But yeah, I had some unexpected stuff happen last week, so I've been kind of out of commission and that sort of thing. But we'll keep working towards it. And other than that, it's good to be here and listen to everything going on in this section and all across the state. And everybody is just in here this evening. So with that, though, we'll listen up and back to net from KV3HWM.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Yeah, great stuff there. And well, as usual, a lot of Baltimore Traffic Net members on the Section Echo Link Net each month, and we appreciate that. And let's go to yet another BTN member. This is Warren KN6HXP. Thank you for joining, and your comments tonight, please.
Good evening, everyone. I want to announce that next Thursday at 1900 local, I'm going to be starting on March 27th. I'm going to be starting a new ham net. Purpose of the net is to welcome new hams and give them the experience with checking into nets and dealing with doubling and all the fun with that, and to announce news of interest, such as ham fest and whatnot. The net's going to be open to anyone, but new hams will be at service, as I used to be in California. And the topic will follow check-ins, and we'll also solicit hams as well as new hams to practice being net control under a no-pressure kind of environment. Starting April 1st on Tuesdays at 1900 local, I'm going to start a weekly roundtable net, just a talk and chat kind of thing on the bark repeater. And I'm looking forward to the bark repeater being used more and hopefully more people finding it of use. I hope everyone has a good month coming up. KN6HXP, back net control.
Okay, very good, Warren. That sounds really interesting. I'd love to listen in. If you would like some help publicizing that, I'm happy to do that for you. I have quite a distribution list for as I do with league members through the list server and through our groups.io, which I believe you're a member of that as well. So please don't hesitate to publicize that. I know a lot of folks would benefit from that, and that would be just wonderful. And thank you for your efforts. If you need any help, let any of us know. Don, myself, Father Al, we're all here to help. And please don't be afraid to take advantage of any of our experience. There's certainly a lot of it to go around. Break. Okay, and gosh, we've gone through the list already. It's only 8:29. But last person on my list that I have is KC3 Tango Lima Oscar. This is Don. Let me see if you're still on the visual list here. And I do not see Don on the list. We might have lost. Yep, I don't see KC3TOO. Okay. All right. Well, with that, is there anyone with any other comments? I could talk about one more thing. If there's anyone I missed or anyone with additional comments, please call now. Okay, lots of stuff going on in chat tonight, so take a look at that if you haven't already. So I guess one thing I would mention, I wasn't going to mention this, but we've got so much time left, I'll go ahead and throw it out there. Many of you that listen to the various ham radio outlets will see, if you read QST, I think it was in QST, and Amateur Radio Newsline and so forth. As section manager, I'm up for re-election this year. And for some strange reason, there were no other petitions received at the ARRL except for mine. strangely enough, I was re-elected to another two-year term, and I am happy to serve that. Technically, my term is up June 30th, and then my new term begins July 1st of this year. I was appointed in January of 2023. I had to serve 6 months of the previous section manager's term, and then my official term started July 1 of 2023. So here we are in 2025. And off we go for another two-year term. So it's my pleasure to do that. I think the section is doing pretty well, and we've had a bit of fallout, but it's kind of up and down. But things are getting ironed out. We've got a great staff, and so looking forward to it. Any other comments from anyone? Okay, my goodness, it's only been 32 minutes, but I'll go ahead and close it out. I want to thank everybody for joining, and I think we would probably get more folks if I could remember to send out a reminder, which now that I have the ARRL listserver back, I'll do that next month. So that's where we'll see you right here again next month. And do check out the section news if you haven't already. It's on our website. And if there's anything I can do for anyone, please let me know. I did get a couple emails regarding some, there was one mistake, not a mistake, but a change in the section news that I'm going to make. And a couple other things. I've had a gentleman offer to help with our website, which I desperately need. So if you look on the section news in the right at the top, it says NDC open positions. We need some help, and have you come work with us. We're not very demanding, and we'd love to have somebody to do some of these EC positions in some of the counties. And there's also some things happening with ECs in Baltimore County and Queen Anne's County, so some of those things are in the works, so stand by for more news on that. Break. Okay, can't think of pretty much anything else going on. There's always just such a lot of things. The emails never quit over here as section manager, so keep them coming. It's whatever I can do to help everybody, that's what we're here for. So. With that, I'll go ahead and wrap this up. I'll call one last time for any further comments, please. Okay, thanks, everyone. Thanks, Scott, as always. Great help. Thank you, John Creel, WB3GXW. And thanks to all of you. I hope to see several of you at the HamFest tomorrow. Again, I'll get up at 7 o'clock, and it takes me probably 40 minutes to get there. So I should be there around 8, and we'll set up our little table and hope to see some folks there. Do say hi, and hopefully it's a great day. It should be a good ham fest, the first one of the year. So we're looking forward to it. All right. Good evening. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you back here next month. And anything we can do, just let us know. 73ABG3WG.